is WMUC-FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio, and where amazing college students.
Community Forklift is a nonprofit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
Tonight I'm all alone in my room. I'll go insane if you won't sleep with me. I'll still be with you. I'm gonna meet you on the ice cream train. The ice cream train before dark at night.
Yo, 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 what's up? Yeah, this is Rub Brick. This is Eric Gu speaking right now. Yeah, we're waiting on OJP to come in the station, but we we can start off with saying that this is WMC Digital at College Park. Wait, is this quiet? This is WMC Digital at College Park, and we can play a little PSA.
Did you know that many sexually transmitted infections are asymptomatic? Getting tested is the safest way to know whether or not you are carrying an infection. Visit the University Health Center to see many doctors who specialize in sexual health, or stop by the student-run Sexual Health Awareness Group, CHAIR. CHAIR provides sexual health information to students across campus and promotes healthy sexual choices. Stop in the Health Center or visit health.umd.edu for more information.
Wow, that was beautiful. OJP's in the station. Let's go.
Hello. What's up? Sorry I'm late. Yeah. Okay. Wait, let me... Bro, where's the seats at?
There's a chair right there.
Yeah. Okay, wait. And we're going to have another special guest.
We are?
Ben.
Oh, Ben's coming? Shout out sexual health. What's been going on with you?
I got a test about dirt on Tuesday.
Do you hear that they were stealing stuff from Chris's house?
Yeah, it's a serial freaking thief, bro.
I think there's a serial thief going on. I'm not going to name names, but you know who I think it is.
Yeah.
There's a common denominator between both these parties.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay. Yo, you're taking me mad, Bricks. What is this, bro? Sign up? Do I not? I don't even remember what my email is.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, yeah. I'll drop a 6 bar while we're waiting for the music. Yo. We in the stew. Never mind. Wait. That was a bad line. In the stew with OJP. Man, you really ODE. I'm in class doing ODEs. You got caught like CCTV.
Wow, that one was pretty good.
My name ran out in the streets. Yeah, okay.
Okay, today we have... I was listening to some of the earlier songs we added to this playlist, and I'm like, I don't think it's really the vibe. I'm not trying to... It's like... It's not even remotely close to screamo. It's just
99.
Nah, these two.
Oh.
It's just straight deathcore, like hardcore. It's not even emo any.
Just say we're post hardcore.
Well, I'm gonna move them down. Actually, no, I don't even care, bro. But I do want to listen to some of these before. Like, why do we put agriculture in, bro? But dude, I do love agriculture.
Agriculture's cool. Agriculture.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the. Shits. Oh dang. Okay.
I was listening to I was watching this Vice documentary, yeah, whatever. But I was watching this documentary and they're talking about this freaking metal band in Baghdad. And I listened to them and they were so garbage, bro. They were actually so trash. And I was so disappointed, bro. I thought I could be like pretentious about a band or something, but they were so bad, bro. They were playing in the Vice documentary. I was like, oh, this sounds pretty good, and it was like deathcore vocals or whatever. Is that right? Where they're like
heavy
doing
vocals.
Heavy, no, where it's like, yeah, where it's like the guttural,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But then Dude, and then I guess they switched, because I was looking at the Wikipedia, I guess they switched singers, and I was listening to their stuff they had released on Spotify or on Apple Music. And it's actually so trash. It's actually so, like, it's like Disney music. And, like, I don't even know how it became Disney music, bro. But, yeah.
Yeah. Give them a shout-out. Shout-out to this Baghdad.
Shout-out to, Akrasikula. Akrasikata?
Maybe.
But they're actually so...
yeah
like why did, bro, it was like because they did switch vocals. I did look it up, they switched vocals, but it just became so trash. It just became so Disney. I don't know, it's like they're doing System of a Down vocals, and it's like, this is not it, bro. But I like it when they're doing the gut screams, the guttural. Yeah, when they're trying to be heavy metal.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Happy Easter.
Oh yeah. Happy
to
Easter.
The Christian people. Is it Christian? Is there more than just Christian?
You're the one who you went to. I've never celebrated Easter.
Do y'all know National Cathedral, bro? In DC, they had to donate. They had like. Tap pay, like signs posted up everywhere to donate to the church, and they had a gift shop in the church.
Wow.
I don't even think that's allowed in like the Bible or something.
The game is changing, man. The game is changing. You gotta adapt.
Yes.
Now we got tap pay at the church, and do they take Cash App? You think they got Cash App at the church?
They probably do, bro. They probably had their Venmo up and everything. And also we have Ben Freed here.
Yo, Ben Freed.
Yerd.
Give a little six bar.
A six bar?
Yeah, a little freestyle.
We get closer.
We're in the stew. We're just talking that talk. Walking that walk. We're drawing with chalk.
Sipping that walk.
Sipping that walk. We're with Eric and Owen. These bars, yeah, we're blowing. I can't say anything, any curse words or anything like that.
Beautiful.
Fire.
Beautiful.
Wait, let me go.
Okay.
Today is Easter. He is risen.
He has risen.
My bread so risen. Wait. Today is Easter. He is risen. My pockets, they bready. They've risen. Talk to this girl. I was risen. Wow. Got caught in the streets. I went to prison. Oh my god. Oh fuck.
Oh, you just. Where does it even go?
I have no idea.
Was that not even being.
No, that was. It was. Okay. This is just the mic. You're sitting on it.
It goes in here.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Back to the content on hand. We're going back to our roots, some OG Screamo, Page 99, and Orchid. And then we got some niche, bro, some local bands.
I can't hear anything.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I can't. Now I can only hear it in one... Oh, you can only hear it in one ear.
Oh, yeah,
okay. I didn't realize that.
Here is Your Face by Page 99.
Yeah.
Wow. The thing.
Did we break it?
Broke.
Yeah.
Well, this is where I think the aux might just be unplugged or something.
How would that happen though? What even changed between then and now?
I don't know. Talk about your repost. Talk about what you reposted on an accident.
I don't want to. I don't know if I can talk about that. But yeah, whenever you go on Instagram and you're scrolling through reels and you want to look at the comments and then you accidentally hit the repost button. That just happened to me, and it was detrimental, and someone liked it, which is the worst. I liked the Drewski. Eric, it was. I can't even say this, bro.
There's no cuss words. I think it's chill.
Okay, I liked a post that was like, Erica Kirk challenges Drewski to a squirt off.
So
if anyone saw that, please disregard that. Yeah.
Did you even say it was accidental?
I did say it was accidental. It was an accident. It was an accident. And then, bro, also, one time I was on Instagram while I was falling asleep, and I guess, like, in my dream, I reposted something to my story, like to my main story, my public story, and then people started liking it, and that was probably one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done. But yeah, I don't even know how that happened, but I don't even think anything's broken. Just turn on the music again, bro. You don't think?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Well, that last song was low-key bad anyway, bro. So, yeah.
Play the next song.
Okay, I think they were going to the deathcore sheet, bro. And then after this, we got two local bands, bro.
Expiration Date?
In Mondrary,
bro. Do you know who got a tattoo by Expiration Date?
The band gave him a tattoo?
Yeah, the dude from the band. Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about...
Gave Ari a tattoo?
Gave Ari a tattoo.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. Wow. I just saw him when I walked in today, and I saw his tattoo. You would hate his tattoo.
What was his?
It was American Traditional, and it was an eagle.
Oh my god!
It was an eagle, American Traditional, like on his arm.
We need a soundboard, bro.
Yeah.
No, we could do like an eagle scream.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that is funny. Yeah, that I told you about this. Wait, yeah, that's funny. That, yeah, Expiration Date. Johnny has child Johnny from Expiration Date.
And. This kid from my high school is in Mondrary, bro, and I didn't even know. I did know, but I didn't know Mondrary.
Whose fault is Mondrary, bro?
Page 99.
Who else?
Flowers for Persephone.
Wow.
So, yeah, Flowers for Persephone just performed with Dead Butterflies, dude. And I was watching clips, bro.
TikTok loves that Dead Butterfly song.
I know.
TikTok loves that Dead Butterfly song, bro. They love that, trombone. Now they're making it. You've seen the one where the dude's dancing, the little kid's dancing.
Yeah, the sturdy off.
Yeah, and it's like horses don't stop.
Horses don't stop. They keep coming. Okay. Yeah. We'll see if this works, but maybe it won't work, and that'd be crazy if it didn't work. And if it doesn't work, we can just freestyle the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that was awesome. That was awesome sauce. That was, what was that? An Angel's Final Prayer by Balmora, 9:30 p.m. by expiration date. Shout out Johnny. Animus by Mondrary. Who you went to high school with, right?
Yeah, this kid. I think he's the bassist, maybe, or the guitarist, bro. Yeah, bro. That's crazy.
Didn't even happen, bro. That's so
niche. Oh, they're too niche. They're not on Spinatron, bro.
Oh, wait, they are on Spinatron.
They're not even, they're pretty big. I was surprised. I didn't know. Well, I didn't know Mondrary because they would always talk about it. Yeah.
Do you think he's going to make it big?
Eric just asked, do you think he's going to make it big? I don't know. I don't really know anything about that. But maybe.
I don't think he's going to make it big because he doesn't make TikTok music.
That was kind of in the sphere, I would think, bro.
Nah.
Can I say something?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, shout out the show Married to Medicine. This dude I knew from high school, his mom was on that show. Everyone go give it a watch.
Wow. What is that show about?
I think it's about people whose husbands are doctors, but it's like a reality TV show. And it looks like she's beefing this woman whose son I know. She's beefing with this other woman, and there's just all this drama going on. I'm not really sure. Okay, so Mariah versus Carrie, pick a side. Married to Medicine.
To Medicine.
Yeah, everyone go give it a watch. Form your own opinion.
Okay, that makes this dude more hip. Oh, I guess it 12 seasons?
I think she was only probably on one season, but look, that's his mom. That's Bryson's mom.
Wow! This is crazy. Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah.
What's up? What's next?
Oh, what's next?
What are we doing? Are we? Is there something we want to talk about? Or like what? What's going on?
Yeah. Wait, I had another. Yeah, okay. This is the freaking... Dude, I'm literally skipping this one, bro.
Yeah,
no more topics of conversation. They guilty just by association.
Wow. That was good.
Bop the perky, feel amazing.
Bop the perky, feel amazing.
Cooking in this dude like I'm cooking bacon.
No frat, but we still hazing.
Wow. We're working on an album. We're going to make a rap album.
Mixtape.
A mixtape. We're going to make a mixtape.
It's not going to be rap. We're not defined by genres like that.
Yeah, it's going to be genreless.
It's experimental.
It's going to be anti-rage slop. It's going to be a critique on modern music.
Yeah, it's going to be noise and spoken word.
And it's going to be a diss. But we don't know on who yet.
Yeah, we're going to diss some. We're coming for everybody. Yeah, we're going for everybody. No one is safe. Pick a side. Once you pick a side, stay on it. Pick that. Stay on that side.
Facts.
Yeah, it's us versus them. Or it's you versus us. So think about that.
That's hardcore. That's pretty hash.
We're about to, wait. What?
Wait.
The bar's formulating. We the best. We gonna be like that for a while. Attempted murder. Call that turnstile.
Wow.
Mm. Your mom calls me toothpaste. But yeah.
Yeah.
Smell like you farted.
Wow.
Farted.
AB honor roll.
Yeah.
What song are we playing next? Yeah. You guys know when you guys go to the Y and you just smell like food. Like, you shouldn't go somewhere and just smell like food for that's what I hate about going to the Y, you know? You just walk in there and you end up walking outside.
And another thing completely separate from that is, like, when you go in the Y and then you go out and then you smell like it, bro.
Yeah.
Facts.
I saw this UMD podcast and they're talking about South Campus versus North Campus, bro. And they're saying South Campus is for the traditionally for the upperclassmen, and North Campus, so it's like chiller and it's more.
Yeah, they said North Campus is like rambunctious. The city, bro.
Yeah.
It's like New York.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's true. I think that's cap, bro. I don't think that's real.
Yeah, we're going to have a South Campus dining hall diss on our album.
Facts. Yeah.
Look out for that.
I'm just going to play.
Okay, we're going to play In Spite of Artillery by At First.
Okay.
Oh, that's Diamond's part is fine.
I think that's it. Y'all know OA?
Yeah. Y'all shout out OA, shout out Teases Diamond, Southside Silhouette, and Young Phazo, bro. Atlanta OA. Underground had a little lull post 2020-21, but it's back now. OA, Young Thug Cosign, they're up now and they're up next.
OA. OA. Young Phazo. What a random.
Right. Why is Young Phazo in OA?
They said Young Phazo went to Mexico to train with Lucy on how to be better at rapping.
They're saying Young Phazo is the most trash rapper of all time, or the most hated rapper of all time.
That might be a little true.
Isn't that crazy? He's been relevant for so long.
I'm not even that hip to him. I don't know.
Young Phazo?
I've
heard. Getting clowned on since 2020, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's never had positive, like, media.
I don't know why they let him in. I think O is pretty, like, all accepting. Well, acceptance.
He needs, yeah, bro, they're about to introduce a whole new community, bro, to OA. Are you gonna play a song? What's
going on? Oh, sure. Well, does
no
it, oh,
dab, wait. Bro.
You could play Blade.
Blade.
True.
Oh shit.
Or we could just go to no dab, yo.
Yeah, Logie.
Yeah, bro. I think we're about to head out.
Goodbye.
Peace, gang. Peace. Away.
Oh wait.
Away.
Away.
Like Owen, like Oway, like
Owen Way.
Owen Way.
Do it the Owen Way.
It's like Owen. Go away, Owen. Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go away, Owen.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Love you, Owen.
That's a Weezer song.
Yeah. Okay.
You know about that Weezer song?
Is it off?